إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. فهذا هو المجلس الثالث في التعليق على كتاب التوحيد الذي هو حق الله على العبيد لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله، وأجزل له الأجر والثواب.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، ما بعد. This is our third gathering in our commentary on the book of Kitab al-Tawheed, which is the rights of Allah on over his slaves, authored by the great esteemed Imam al-Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. May Allah have mercy upon him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him generously.
ذكر رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد الذي هو بمعنى إفراد الله بالعبادة.
He mentioned, may Allah have mercy upon him, in his book of التوحيد, which is to single out Allah in his worship.
ذكر معنى التوحيد.
He mentioned the meaning of التوحيد.
وأنواع التوحيد.
And the types of التوحيد.
وما يضاد التوحيد.
And what is in opposition to التوحيد.
وما ينقضه ويبطله.
And what will nullify and void التوحيد.
وما ينقص كماله الواجب.
And what will take away from its obligatory complete aspects.
وما يؤثر في كماله المستحب.
And what will have an effect on its aspects which complete it, which are preferable.
وبين فيه حرص النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على صلاح أمته.
And he mentioned in it the attention and concern that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم showed with his ummah.
وما ينجيهم من النار.
The concern of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in bettering his nation, and in what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his showing what will save them from the fire.
وما يسعدهم في الدنيا والآخرة.
And he also showed what will make them happy in the dunya and the hereafter.
فالله عز وجل خلق الخلق لعبادته.
Allah عز وجل, he created the creation to worship him.
قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
Allah said, I have not created the jinn kind and the human kind except that they worship me.
ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون.
I do not need from them any sustenance, nor do I need them to feed me.
إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين.
Indeed, Allah, He is the sustainer and the one of mighty strength.
والله عز وجل أراد منا يسيرا.
And Allah desires from us very little.
وأعطانا كثيرا.
And gave us very much.
فنعم الله علينا لا تعد ولا تحصى.
So the blessings of Allah upon us, they cannot be counted and enumerated.
ولو أن الإنسان استفرغ عمره في العبادة فقط لما أعطى الله حقه
and had
بموجب هذه النعم.
Had the human being spent all of their life in the worship of Allah only, not doing anything but worshiping Allah, they would not be able to thank Allah adequately for what these blessings necessitate of thankfulness.
ولكن الله رحيم بعباده.
But Allah is very merciful to His slaves.
وخلق الإنسان من طين.
And He created the human being from mud.
وعنده ضعف.
And the human being has weakness.
فأباح له ما أباح من النعم.
So he allowed the human being what he has allowed him of these different favors and blessings.
وليس كل وقت الإنسان عبادة.
And not all of the time of the human being is in worship.
بل هناك وقت الفرح وقت للعب المباح.
There is a time for happiness and leisure time and playing, which is permissible.
فليس دين الإسلام دين الشدة والغلظة.
As the religion of Islam is not the religion of extremism and harshness.
ولا هو دين التفلت والعبث.
Nor is it the religion of slacking and
ولكن أعطي كل ذي حق حقه.
Rather, it give all everyone who has a right their rights.
وأهم شيء أن الإنسان يصحح توحيده.
And what's most important is that the individual make their tawheed correct.
أعظم شيء التوحيد.
The most important and greatest of affairs is that of tawheed.
وأن تصح كلمة لا إله إلا الله.
And that لا إله إلا الله be valid.
وأعظم شيء الشرك بالله.
And the greatest thing, the greatest of sins is associating partners unto Allah.
فما الفائدة إذا كان الإنسان مشركا وهو يصوم ويصلي ويعبد الله؟
So what is the point if an individual is associating partners unto Allah and all the while he is making salah and fasting and so forth?
كمن يسجد للأصنام.
Just like the one who makes sujood to the idols.
ويعتقد في بعض الناس أنهم يعلمون الغيب.
And believes that some people know the future.
وأنهم يشفون المرضى بأنفسهم.
And that they themselves. And that they themselves, without Allah, have the ability to cure the ill.
وأنهم يغفرون الذنوب.
And that they can forgive sins.
وأنهم يغيثون الملهوفين وهم ميتون.
And that these individuals can give, they can answer the call and supplication of those in times of hardship, even though they are dead.
أهم شيء تصحيح التوحيد.
The most important thing is that a person make their tawheed correct.
حتى ولو وقع في الحرام.
Even if the individual falls into sin.
دون الشرك.
A sin that is less than shirk.
مثل السرقة والزنا وشرب الخمور.
Like theft or zina or drinking alcohol.
هذه كبائر الذنوب.
These are major sins.
وأمرها عظيم.
And they are very severe with Allah.
وتعرض الإنسان لدخول النار.
And they put an individual in danger of entering the hellfire.
لكن الشرك أعظم.
But yet, shirk is greater than this.
فإنه لا يغفره الله.
Because Allah does not forgive shirk.
وإذا مات الإنسان مشركا كان من أهل النار.
And if an individual dies as a associating partners unto Allah, this individual is from the people of the hellfire.
فلا تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين.
So the intercession of those who intercede on their behalf will not benefit them.
وما هم من النار مخرجين.
And they will never leave the hellfire.
بل هم خالدون أبد الآبدين.
Rather, they are going to remain in the hellfire for all of eternity.
لكن من مات موحدا عاصيا.
But whoever dies as a monotheist, but is disobedient.
فإن عاقبه الله بمعاصيه وذنوبه.
So if Allah chooses to.
وأدخله النار.
So if Allah chooses to punish this individual on his for his disobedience and sinfulness and enters him into the hellfire,
فإنه سيخرج من النار.
This individual will eventually leave the hellfire.
لذلك ذكر شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب في هذا الكتاب.
For this reason, الشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله mentioned in this book here.
ذكر فضل التوحيد وما يكفره من الذنوب.
He mentioned the virtue of tawhid and what it will forgive of sins.
وأن من حققه دخل الجنة بغير حساب.
And he mentioned also that whoever fulfills tawhid correctly, Allah will enter this individual into paradise without any judgment.
وذكر الخوف من الشرك.
And he mentioned fear of shirk.
وعاقبة أهل الإشراك.
And he mentioned the punishment of the people who and the result of those who associated partners unto Allah.
وهذا الذي ذكره ذكر أدلته من الكتاب والسنة.
And all of things that these things that he mentioned their evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah.
ذكر في باب فضل التوحيد وما يكفر من الذنوب.
He mentioned in the chapter regarding tawhid and what it forgives of sins.
قول الله تعالى الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم.
He mentioned the statement of Allah the Most High, the ones who believe and do not dress their belief with any oppression.
وهذه الآية في سياق آيات مناظرة بين إبراهيم عليه السلام وقومه.
And this verse came in a context of Allah mentioning a debate which took place between Ibrahim and his people.
فقد اصطفى الله إبراهيم لنبوته.
Because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had chosen Ibrahim to be one of his prophets.
وكان أبوه معروفا في قومه.
And his father was very well known amongst his people.
واسمه آزر.
And his name was Azar.
وكان يصنع الأصنام التي يعبدها المشركون.
And he used to make the idols that the idolaters used to worship.
فقد كان نحاتاً.
He was a carver. A
ولقمة عيشه من نحت الأصنام.
He was a sculptor, and what he used to make of sustenance came from that profession.
فدعا أباه إلى التوحيد.
So Ibrahim called his father to tawhid.
ودعا قومه.
And he called his people as well.
وقد كان قومه متنوع العبادة.
And his people, they had different types of worship.
منهم من كان يعبد النجوم والكواكب.
Some of his people used to worship planets and stars.
ومنهم من كان يعبد الأصنام.
And some of them used to worship idols.
وهذه النجوم والكواكب لها تماثيل.
And these idols, these stars and planets, they had idols to signify them.
تسمى هياكل الكواكب.
They were named as the form or the shapes of the planets and stars.
فيعتقدون أن الشمس تؤثر في حياة الناس وسعادتهم.
So they believe that the sun had an effect on the people's happiness and on their daily lives.
كذلك كوكب الزهرة وكوكب المشتري.
Likewise are the different planets in the solar system that you mentioned.
وأن القمر يؤثر أيضا في حياة الناس.
And also that the moon has an effect on the people's life.
نعم الشمس تؤثر بضوئها.
Yes.
وفي النبات وفي المياه تؤثر.
The sun does indeed have an effect on the planet with its light, and it affects the vegetation and the water and so forth on the planet.
والقمر له أثر في المد والجزر في البحر.
And also the moon has an effect on the waves and the currents in the ocean.
حتى له أثر في مد وجزر دم الإنسان.
The moon even has an effect on the pulling and tugging of the blood of the human being.
لذلك السنة الحجامة 17 و 19 و 21.
For this reason, the sunnah is to have cupping done on the day of 17, 19, and 21 of the days of the month.
وهذا له علاقة بالقمر.
And this is of the lunar calendar because it has to do with the moon.
والكواكب يستدل بها على الاتجاهات.
And the stars, they are used as a guide to guide you into the different directions.
فلها فوائد.
They have benefits.
لكنها ليست آلهة.
But they are not gods.
ولا تعلم الغيب.
Nor do these things know the future and the unseen.
وهي ليست بنفسها تفعل هذا إنما بتمكين الله لها.
And these things, they do not do all of these actions on their own. Rather, they do it because Allah has allowed these things to do this thing.
مثل الهواء.
Just like the wind.
مهم لحياتك.
It is important, just like air. It is important for an individual to stay alive.
التنفس.
To breathe.
فهل الهواء إله؟
But does that mean that the air is a God?
التراب الذي نمشي عليه.
The dirt that we walk upon.
نبني عليه منه بيوتنا.
We use it to build our homes.
ونمشي عليه.
And we walk on it.
فهو مفيد.
It is beneficial to us.
ولما نموت ندفن في التراب.
And when we die, we are buried in it.
فهل هي إله؟
But does this mean that it is a God?
لا.
The answer is no.
الإله له صفات عظيمة.
The God has particular and great attributes.
فهو الخالق لجميع المخلوقات.
He is the one who is the creator of all of the creation.
وهو سبحانه وتعالى له صفات عليا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very high descriptions and attributes.
والشمس والقمر والكواكب مخلوقات.
And the sun and the moon and the stars, they are all created.
ويوم القيامة تتناثر الكواكب.
And on the day of resurrection, the stars and the planets will be flung around.
والشمس والقمر يذهب ضوءهما.
And the sun and the moon, their light will be put out.
وتتبدل الأرض.
And the earth will be changed for another.
وتفجر البحار وتسعر.
And the oceans will be exploded and lit on
وينسف
fire.
وينسف الله الجبال نسفا.
And Allah will do away and turn to dust the mountains.
فإبراهيم عليه السلام رأى قوم من قومه من يعبد هذه الكواكب.
So Ibrahim عليه السلام, he saw his people worshiping these planets.
فناظر قومه.
So he debated with his people.
فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا.
So when the night came upon Ibrahim عليه السلام, he saw a star.
لما تغرب الشمس, فين المغرب هو؟ هذا المغرب هناك. فلما تغرب الشمس يظهر الزهرة.
So when the sun sets, a particular planet or star shows, which is called a Zuhra.
فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا.
So when the night came upon him, he saw this star.
قال للناس المشركين هذا ربي.
He said to the mushrikeen, "This is my Lord."
يعني هذا الذي تزعمون أنه ربي.
Meaning, this is whom you claim to be my Lord.
بعد ساعات غاب الزهرة.
After a few hours, this planet or this star was no longer visible. It went away.
قال لا أحب الآفلين.
He said, "I don't like those who disappear."
لو كان إلها لبقي مطلعا علينا.
If this truly was a God, then it would have remained there watching us.
فرأى القمر.
Then he saw the moon.
قال هذا ربي.
And he said, "This is my Lord."
فلما أفل وغاب.
So when it set and went away.
قال لئن لم يهدني ربي لأكونن من القوم الضالين.
He said, "If my Lord does not guide me, I will be from the misguided ones."
فلما رأى الشمس بازغة قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر.
So when he saw the sun, إيش بازغة؟
يعني طلعت.
When he saw the sun rise, he said, "This is my Lord. This is greater and grander."
فلما أفلت غابت الشمس.
So when the sun set.
قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون.
He said, "My people," and he announced to them, "I am innocent from all that you associate with Allah's partners."
إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين.
I have directed myself and my face to the one who has created the heavens and the earth, and I am I am going away and staying away from shirk, and I am not of the people of polytheism.
فخوفه المشركون من آلهتهم أن تؤذيهم.
So the mushrikeen, they began to warn him and threaten him that their gods may hurt him or afflict him with some hardness. So he said to them, how can I be afraid of these idols?
الواجب أنتم أن تخافوا من الله.
What is obligatory upon you all is that you fear Allah.
ثم قال فأي الفريقين يعني أنا أم أنتم أحق بالأمن إن كنتم تعلمون.
So he said to them, so which of us, I or you all, have more of a right to feel safe if you truly know.
قال تعالى الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا يعني لم يخلطوا إيمانهم بشرك بظلم يعني شرك.
He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered this question and said, the ones who believe and do not mix their iman with any shirk, with any oppression, with any shirk.
أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون.
For them, those are the ones who have the safety, and those are the ones who are guided.
هذه الآية,
this verse here,
حصلت لها قصة مع الصحابة.
There was a story behind it which transpired with the companions. May Allah be pleased with them.
لما نزلت هذه الآية الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم.
When this verse was revealed, the ones who believe and do not mix their belief with any oppression, with any shirk.
قال الصحابة رضي الله عنهم يا رسول الله أينا لم يظلم نفسه.
The companions, may Allah be pleased with them, they said, O Messenger of Allah, who of us does not oppress himself?
فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألم تسمعوا قول العبد الصالح يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم.
So he replied to them, did you not hear the statement of the righteous man when he said to his son, O my son, do not associate any partners unto Allah. Indeed, shirk is a great oppression.
ذكر بعض العلماء أن الظلم في هذه الآية انقسم إلى قسمين.
Some of the scholars mentioned that oppression here in this verse, it is divided into two types.
وبناء عليهما يكون الأمن.
And based on these two types, the safety will be.
فالظلم قسمان والأمن قسمان.
So hence, the oppression is two types and safety is two types.
أولا إذا كان معنى الظلم الشرك الأكبر.
The first type of oppression, what is intended by it is major shirk.
فإذا سلم الإنسان من الشرك الأكبر.
So if the individual is free of committing any major shirk.
لكن عنده معاصي.
But yet he still has some disobediences of Allah that he commits.
عنده ظلم لنفسه.
He has oppression of his own self.
أو ظلم لغيره.
Or he has oppressed others.
فهذا له أمن من الخلود من في النار.
This individual, he has safety that, and that safety is from the fire, that he will not remain in the fire for eternity.
لكن ليس له أمن من دخولها.
But he does not have safety from entering the fire. He is safe from remaining there for eternity, but he is not safe from entering it, if this is the case.
النوع الثاني من الظلم جميع أنواع الظلم.
The second type of oppression is all types of oppression.
الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بأي ظلم.
The ones who believe and do not dress their belief with any type of oppression.
لا يعصي الله.
This individual does not disobey Allah.
وإذا عصى تاب.
And if he does disobey Allah, he repents.
ومات على التوبة.
And he will die, and he dies upon repentance.
فهذا له الأمن التام يوم القيامة.
This type of individual, for him is complete safety on the day of resurrection.
ولا يدخل النار.
And this individual will not enter the fire.
وهذا من فضل التوحيد.
And this is from the virtue of tawheed.
فمن أتى بأصل التوحيد.
So whoever fulfills the foundation of tawheed.
نجا من الخلود في النار.
This individual will be saved from spending eternity in the hellfire.
ومن أتى بالتوحيد الواجب الكامل
and whoever fulfills the obligatory and complete توحيد
نجا من دخول النار.
This individual will be saved from entering the hellfire.
فهذا من فضل التوحيد.
And this all is from the virtue of توحيد.
ثم ذكر حديث عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه.
And then he mentioned the narration of the author. Then mentioned the narration of Ubad ibn al-Samit. May Allah be pleased with him.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
من شهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
Whoever testifies that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah alone without any partners,
وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ
and that Muhammad is his slave and messenger,
وهذه الشهادة شهادة باللسان توافق ما في الجنان
and this testimony here, it is a testimony that is made by the tongue and what is being said by the tongue is in accordance and in line to that which is in the heart.
شهادة بعلم.
It is a testimony of knowledge.
وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم continued on to say, and whoever testifies as well that Isa, and that Isa is the slave and messenger of Allah's will.
Muhammad, Abdullah wa Rasul.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave and messenger of Allah.
Laysa ilahan.
He is not a god.
Bal huwa Rasulullah.
Rather, he is the messenger of Allah.
Wa Isa alayhi salam laysa ilahan.
And Isa, peace be upon him, he as well is not a god.
Bal huwa Abdullah wa Rasul.
Rather, he is the slave of Allah and his messenger.
وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمُ
And whoever, the Prophet ﷺ went on to say, and believes also that Isa is the command of Allah that he cast onto Maryam.
وَكَلِمَتُهُ الَّتِي أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمُ هِيَ كُنْ
And what is intended by the command that Allah cast onto Maryam is when he said, be.
وَلَيْسَ مَعْنَاهُ وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم أن كلام الله دخل في عيسى في مريم.
And it does not mean that whoever believes that Isa is the word of Allah or the command of Allah, that this means that the words of Allah entered into Maryam.
إنما تكون عيسى وتخلق بأمر الله.
Rather, Isa he came about to be and was created by the command of Allah.
وروح منه.
And also believes that Isa is a soul from the souls which he created.
عالم الأرواح عالم عجيب.
He said the world of souls is a very amazing world.
فالإنسان والجن والحيوان لها أرواح.
The human being and the jinn and the animal, they all have souls.
ولها أجساد.
And they all have bodies as well.
فالإنسان مركب من جسد وروح.
So the human being, they are comprised of a soul and a body.
وهذا الجسد مخلوق من الطين معروف.
And this human body, it is created out of mud. This is known.
وهو ثقيل.
And it is very heavy.
ومشتمل على أعضاء.
And it has organs in it.
القلب والرئتين والجهاز الهضمي
the heart and the two lungs and the digestive system
والرأس وما يحوي
and the head and what it contains
والجهاز العظمي
and also هيكل. The skeleton the frame
ولكن هذه الأجهزة لا تعمل وحدها
But yet, all of these organs, they do not work alone.
إذا جاءتها الروح عملت.
But when the soul comes, that is when they begin to work.
مثل مولد الكهرباء.
Just like a electricity.
موجود لمبات.
There are lights.
مراوح.
And fans.
بدون كهرباء تعمل.
But without electricity, would they work? Would they operate?
الروح مع الجسد مثل الكهرباء مع المراوح واللمبات.
The soul with the body is similar. The relationship of the soul to the body is like the relationship of electricity is to the light bulbs.
إذا كان لا يوجد مراوح ولا لمبات.
If there is no light bulbs and there is no fans.
ما الفائدة من الكهرباء؟
What is the point of having electricity?
هل نرى الكهرباء؟
Can we see electricity?
نرى أثر الكهرباء.
We cannot see electricity, rather we see the effects of electricity.
لا نرى التيار ولكن نرى أثر التيار وهو موجود.
إيش التيار؟
التيار الكهربائي.
We don't see the electrical currents, we see the effects of those electrical currents.
فالأرواح أمرها عجيب.
So the soul, the affair of the soul is a very amazing one.
ولا ندري مما خلقها الله.
And we don't know what Allah has created the soul from.
ولا متى خلقها الله.
Nor do we know when Allah did this.
الله عز وجل لما خلق آدم
الله عز وجل when he created Adam
نفخ فيه من روحه
he put into him a soul from his souls
روح آدم أرسلها الله إلى جسده
the
وكان ممددا على الأرض
soul of Adam he sent it to into his body
هذه الروح مخلوقة
this soul that he sent was created
كلها مخلوق الأرواح
all of the souls are created
فعالم الأرواح قبل عالم الأجساد
so the world of souls has been present before the existence of the bodies
وهناك ملائكة موكلة بالأرواح
and there are angels which are appointed and their job is to look after the souls
فالله عز وجل بنفسه أرسل روح آدم لجسد آدم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself took it upon himself to put the soul of Adam into his body.
فلما جاءت الروح في جسده تحرك آدم.
So when the soul went into the body of Adam alayhi salam, his body began to move.
وعملت الأجهزة.
And the different organs began to function.
وتكلم آدم مع الله عز وجل.
And Adam spoke to Allah عز وجل.
بعد ذلك مسح الله على ظهر آدم.
After this, بيده. Allah with His hand wiped on the back of Adam عليه السلام.
فأخرج جميع ذريته أمامه.
So with this wipe on his back, he brought out and extracted all of the offspring of Adam عليه السلام. In front of him, and he positioned them in front of him like small, tiny ants.
فأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم؟
So he asked all of them and had them bear witness against themselves, "Am I not your Lord?"
قالوا بلى شهدنا.
They said yes, and we testify to that.
قال تعالى وإذ أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم؟ قالوا بلى شهدنا. So,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, that which means, and recall when your Lord extracted the offspring of the human being from their backs and had them testify against themselves when he said to them, am I not your Lord? They said, yes, indeed, we testify to that.
ثم أعادهم إلى ظهر آدم.
And then he put them back in Allah's. Then he put them back in Adam's back.
وهذه الشهادة التي شهدناها نحن ونحن في عالم الذر.
And this testimony that we testified when we were in this state in this form.
هي الفطرة.
This is what is referred to as the fitra, the natural disposition.
فالإنسان إذا لم يؤثر عليه أحد فإنه يعرف الله.
So if the individual, the human being naturally, if nobody has an effect on their thinking, on their mind, if nobody has an influence on them, they will know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naturally.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said
كل مولود يولد على الفطرة.
Every newborn is born upon the natural disposition.
أي على معرفة الله.
Meaning the natural disposition is knowing Allah.
لكن يؤثر فيه أهله.
But there, yet this child, the child's parents will have an influence on the child.
فأبواه يهودانه.
So the two parents will make this child into a Jew.
أو ينصرانه.
Or a Christian.
أو يمجسانه.
Or into a fire worshipper.
الله عز وجل لما خلق حواء أرسل إليها الروح أيضا.
And Allah عز وجل when he created Hawa Eve, he sent her into her soul as well.
وبعدما تزوج آدم وحواء وحملت في بطنها.
And after Adam and Hawa married, and she became pregnant.
بعد أربعة أشهر من الحمل.
After 4 months of being pregnant.
يبعث الله ملكا يقال له ملك الأرحام.
Allah sent an angel to the womb, to the fetus which is in the womb, and this angel is called the angel of the womb.
ومعه روح هذا الجنين.
And the angel comes bearing the soul of this fetus.
الجنين إذا كان أربعة أشهر في الرحم.
The fetus, if it remains as such for 4 months.
أجهزته الرئيسية تعمل.
It's
جاهزة.
Its major organs are ready to begin to function.
يعني يبقى الأيدي والأرجل ما اكتملت.
There are parts of the body, parts of some organs that have not fully developed yet, like the hands and the feet.
وكذلك بعض أجهزته من الداخل.
And some of its internal organs as well.
لكن القلب موجود.
But the heart is there.
الرئتين موجود.
And the two lungs are there at this point.
المخ موجود.
And the brain is there.
يكتمل لكن أصله موجود.
It needs to be further developed, but its fundamental elements are there.
فينفخ الملك فيه الروح.
So the angel will put the soul into this fetus.
فيتحرك الجنين.
And then the fetus will begin to move.
لما تضع الأم يدها على البطن.
So when the mother places her hand on her stomach.
تسمع حركات الجنين.
She will hear the
نبض الجنين.
She will feel the movements of the fetus.
وإذا صوروه بالتصاوير.
And if a ultrasound is given.
يرون الجنين.
They will see the fetus.
وأيضا يسمعون نبضات قلبه.
And they will also hear the beats of its heart.
فإذا اكتمل ستة أشهر.
And if 6 months go by.
اكتمل خلقه.
All of the body is complete.
فالله سبحانه وتعالى خلق الروح قبل الجسد.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى had created the soul before the body.
لكن الجسد لا يعمل إلا بالروح.
But the body does not function without the soul.
والروح لا تتحرك إلا بالبدن.
And the soul cannot move or operate. The body cannot operate without the soul.
وهي ضعيفة بدون الجسم.
And the soul is الروح لا يتحرك بدون الجسم.
وهي ضعيفة إذا دخلت قبل
الجسم. The soul does not move without the body, and it is weak without the body.
فترتبط الروح في البدن.
So when the body and the soul unite.
وتتشابك معه.
And come together and mix.
ويصبح بينهما رابط.
And the body and the soul then have a connection.
فيعيش الإنسان حياته.
The individual lives their life.
روحه تتأثر.
The individual's soul is affected.
وجسده يتأثر.
And the individual's body is affected.
أحيانا الجسد سليم.
Sometimes the body is sound.
جميع المؤشرات الحيوية سليمة.
All of the individuals, What did he say?
مؤشرات الحيوية.
Huh? No, no, no.
Ardens?
Yani like the heartbeat and the blood flow and all of them are sound.
المؤشرات الحيوية.
نعم.
سليم.
All of these things will are sound.
لكنه مريض.
But the individual is still ill.
ومتعب.
And exhausted.
ما السبب؟
What is the reason for this?
روحه.
The reason is the soul.
تيار ضعيف الكهربائي.
The electrical current is weak.
مروحة سليمة، أسلاك سليمة، كل شيء سليم.
The wires and the lights and the fans, they are all sound.
لكن الكهرباء مثلا تتقطع.
But the current is breaking up.
فيؤثر على المروحة سليمة في الأسلاك، لكن ضعيفة الحركة، متعبة. But لماذا؟ بسبب الكهرباء.
So the current will have an effect on these things, the fan and the wires and the light bulbs, they are all fine. But the current is what is having a problem and having weakness.
مثل الحزن.
Like, for example, sadness.
الهم.
Or worry.
الغم.
Or depression.
التفكير الكثير بالمشاكل.
And stress.
هذا يؤلم النفس.
These things, they harm and cause, inflict pain upon the soul.
يكون الإنسان يريد شيئا فلا يحصل عليه.
For example, an individual desires something and does not fulfill what they are desiring.
فتتأثر روحه.
So the soul is affected by this.
الواجب على الإنسان أن يراعي هذه النفس.
What is important upon the individual is that they be mindful of their soul.
ويكون طبيب نفسه.
And be a doctor to their own self.
ما يحتاج إلى دكتور نفسي.
They don't need to have a psychiatrist.
ذكر الله عز وجل. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Rather with the remembrance of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed by the remembrance of Allah, the hearts find tranquility.
الاستغفار.
To seek forgiveness with Allah.
استغفر الله استغفر الله يزيل الهموم.
Making istighfar, it removes worries and stress.
الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Making a salah upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الصبر.
Patience.
الرضا بقضاء الله وقدره.
And pleasure with the decree of Allah.
الانشغال عما يحزن بأمر آخر.
And an individual finding something else to do aside from what is making them sad.
أحيانا نفس الإنسان مثل الطفل الصغير.
Sometimes the human being's soul is like a young child.
يحتاج أن يداريها.
The individual needs to manipulate it.
أحيانا يحتاج إنسان في نفسه إلى شيء من اللهو المباح.
Sometimes an individual feels a need to have some leisure time with and play with something that is permissible.
فلا بأس بالشيء المباح.
There is nothing wrong with that if it is permissible.
أحيانا القراءة تفيد للنفس.
Sometimes reading it is beneficial to the soul.
مثلا طالب العلم.
For example, a student of knowledge.
يقرأ في العقيدة في الحديث.
The student of knowledge reads in the sciences of hadith and creed.
أحيانا النفس تمل.
And sometimes the soul becomes weary.
يقرأ في التاريخ.
And then what they should do is they should change up and read into history, for example.
في قصص السابقين.
To read into the biographies of the predecessors.
حتى ينشط نفسه.
So that he can rejuvenate himself.
المهم الإنسان يراعي نفسه.
The important thing is that the individual needs to pay attention and show pay attention to their self.
وإذا رآها مقبلة على شيء من الخير.
And if they see and notice from them themselves and their nafs that it is going towards something that is good.
فليشبعها من هذا الخير.
Then the individual should give it what it desires of this good.
أحيانا الإنسان نفسه تقبل على قراءة القرآن.
Sometimes the individual they feel from their nafs that it is desiring and enthusiastic about reciting the Quran.
فليكثر من قراءة القرآن.
In this case the individual needs to recite the Quran a lot.
أحيانا تقبل نفسه على مساعدة المساكين.
Sometimes the individual finds in himself an enthusiasm to help the poor.
فليكثر من مساعدة المساكين.
In this case, they should help them a lot.
المهم الإنسان ينتهز فرص النفس.
What's important is that the individual they take advantage of the opportunities presented to them with their self, with the enthusiasm.
بعد والجسد أحيانا يتعب.
And likewise, sometimes the individual's body becomes exhausted.
يرتفع الضغط.
Or becomes ill, like with high blood pressure.
يرتفع السكر.
Or with high sugar.
يصيبه ألم في معدته في رأسه في أمعائه.
The individual feels pain in their stomach or their head or their organs.
فيتأثر نفسه بجسده.
So there's the individual's soul then becomes affected by the ailments of his body.
فإذا مرض الإنسان في جسده يعالج جسده.
يعالج
جسده.
So if the individual falls ill and the ailment comes to their body, they need to find a cure to remove this ailment.
حتى ترتاح نفسه.
And they do this in order that their soul may find ease.
يعيش الإنسان سنوات من عمره.
The individual lives many years of their life.
بهذه الروح وهذا الجسد.
With this soul and this body.
وكلاهما مرتبط ببعض.
And each of the two are tied together and connected.
يألم أحدهما لألم الآخر.
And one of the each feels the pain along with the other.
ويسعد أحدهما لسعادة الآخر.
And each participates in the happiness of the other.
ثم إذا جاء الموت.
And then when death comes.
فما هي حقيقة الموت؟
What is the reality of death?
فصل العلاقة.
This connection is broken.
يقبض الروح الملك.
The angel come and takes the soul.
ليس ملك الأرحام.
It is not the angel of the womb.
ملك الموت.
It is the angel of death.
فإذا نزع من الجسد روحها الروح.
So if this angel removes and extracts the soul from its body.
ما عاد للجسد فائدة.
The body has no use anymore.
إذا احترق البدن.
If the body is burnt.
أو انفجر.
Or exploded.
ماذا تفعل الروح؟
What does the soul do?
ما في بدن.
There is no body.
يأخذها الملك.
The angel takes it.
فإذا انفصل الروح عن الجسد مات.
So if the soul is its connection is severed with the body, it will die. The body will die.
هل بعد الموت لا يوجد علاقة بين الروح والجسد؟
After death, is there no more connection between the body and the soul?
يوجد علاقة.
There still is a connection.
لكن ليست كعلاقة الدنيا.
But it is not like the connection that was in the dunya.
تبقى فقط علاقة الألم وعلاقة السعادة.
The only connection that remains between the soul and the body is the connection of happiness or torment.
أول ما يموت الإنسان.
When the individual first dies.
يأتيه منكر ونكير الملكان.
منكر ونكير, two angels will come to them.
يجمع الله خلقه.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى will bring the individual's body together.
لكن الجسد الذي تلف ومات.
But the body is what had died and نعم.
فيجمع الله بين الروح والجسد.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى will reconnect between the soul and the body.
للسؤال.
In order to ask.
وبعد السؤال.
And after the ask, the questioning.
يعود الجسد إلى ما كان عليه.
The body will return back to what it was upon before that connection was remade.
إذا كان احترق رمادا.
If the individual was burnt. Into ashes.
وإذا أكله السبع في بطن السبع.
And if he was eaten by a beast, then he will be in the stomach of a beast.
فبعد الموت لما يأتي الملكان للسؤال يجتمع جسد الميت إذا كان مفرقا.
So after an individual dies, when the angels come to question this individual, the body, if it was dispersed, then it will be reunited.
ويسأله الملكان من ربك؟
And the angel will, the two angels will ask this individual, who is your Lord?
ما دينك؟
What is your religion?
من نبيك؟
Who is your prophet?
وبعد الأجوبة تفترق يعني يعود الجسد إلى ما كان عليه.
And after this questions and after they have been answered, the body goes back to the way it was before the questioning took place.
لكن يبقى بينهم ارتباط.
But there is still a connection between the body and the soul.
لكن الإنسان مات.
But the individual is dead.
والجسد بعد أشهر سيصبح ترابا.
And the body after a few months will turn into dust.
الجسد تغير.
The body has changed its form.
أكله الدود.
The worms have eaten it.
أو أكله السباع.
Or the beasts, the animals.
أو احترق.
Or it has been burnt.
لكن خلاياه موجودة.
But the
خلايا الإنسان موجودة.
يعني خلايا إيش؟
خلية.
But the arteries are still.
شير خلية. عارف الخلية؟
إيش؟
الآن جسم مش مكون من خلايا. إيش اللي فيها الخلايا اللي فيها خلايا صغيرة يعني أصغر شيء في الجسد. الخلايا إيش يعني خلية؟
Huh? Must be more molecules.
تعرف إيش معنى خلية؟ يعني لكل جسد فيه خلايا.
يعني ال particles, the molecules.
خلايا الدم البيضاء وخلايا الدم الحمراء.
نعم, the cells.
أيوة, الخلايا.
The cells remain.
الخلايا هذه موجودة.
These,
في بطن الدود, في بطن السباع, في الرماد موجودة الخلايا.
These cells are still present in the worms or in the dirt or in the different animals.
إذا كان من أهل السعادة.
If this individual is from the people of happiness.
تصل السعادة إلى روحه وخلاياه.
The happiness will come and the pleasure will come to the individual's soul and to the individual's cells.
وإذا كان معذبا يصل العذاب لخلاياه وروحه.
And if the individual is punished, then the punishment and the pain will come to both the soul and the cells.
والله على كل شيء قدير.
And Allah has ability to do all things.
فعيسى عليه السلام.
So Isa عليه السلام.
مثله مثل آدم.
He is like Adam.
مكون من روح وجسد.
He is put together and is comprised of a soul and a body.
وكل بني آدم من روح وجسد.
And every human being is comprised of a soul and a body.
لكن بماذا تميز آدم وعيسى عليه السلام؟
But what did Adam and Isa alayhim as-salam, what were they distinguished from the rest of the human beings by?
قال الله في آدم ونفخت فيه من روحي.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Adam, and I put into him one of the souls that I created.
وقال في عيسى عليه السلام وروح منه.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Isa alayhi as-salam, and that he is a soul from the souls from Allah.
هذه اسمها نسبة تشريف.
And this is called ascribing an attribution of honor.
يعني روح مخلوقة مميزة.
Meaning it is a soul which is created, but it has a particular virtue.
الحجر الأسود في الكعبة.
The black stone that is in the Kaaba.
هو حجر.
It is a stone.
مثل أي حجر.
Just like any other stone.
لكن مميز.
But it has something that sets it apart from the rest of stones.
من الجنة.
It is from paradise.
وكان أبيض.
And it used to be white.
لكن من كثرة خطايا بني آدم صار أسود.
But from the amount of sins that the human being has accumulated, it turned black.
وروح عيسى وروح آدم مميزة.
And the soul of Isa and the soul of Adam, they are distinguished. They are different.
روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أشرف.
The soul of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is more virtuous than them.
لكن ما قال الله وروح منه في روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say regarding Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and a soul from the souls of Allah which he created.
نعم هي أشرف.
Yes, it has more virtue than the souls of Adam and Isa.
لكن روحه ارتبطت في جسده طبيعي مثل بقية بني آدم.
But the connection in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the connection between his soul and his body, this connection was made in a natural way, just like the rest of the human beings.
بخلاف آدم وعيسى.
And this is contrary to that of Adam and Isa.
مميز.
It was different.
آدم ليس له أب ولا أم.
Adam did not have a mother or a father.
فلذلك روحه كانت مميزة.
For this reason, his soul was set apart and distinguished.
ما جاء الملك إلى رحم مخلوق فيه آدم.
No, the angel did not come to a womb that was created and found Adam in it.
وروح عيسى مميزة.
And Isa, his soul was different.
لأن الجنين إنما يتخلق بالنطفة المنوية مع البويضة الأنثوية.
Because the human fetus, it comes about when the male sperm comes in contact with the woman egg.
أما عيسى عليه السلام فليس له أب.
As for Isa عليه السلام, he does not have a father.
مع ذلك كانت البويضة جنينا كاملا.
But yet the egg was a full egg
بدون حيوان منوي
without any sperm
بقدرة الله
by the ability of Allah
كن فيكون
Allah said to it be and it was
فكان نفخ الروح فيه مميزا
so the placing of the soul in him was different than the rest
فلذلك أضاف الله الروح ونسب الروح لآدم روح آدم وروح عيسى إليه
For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascribed the soul of Adam and ascribed the soul of Isa to himself.
قال عليه الصلاة والسلام
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
وَالْجَنَّةَ حَقْ
And whoever testifies also that the paradise is a reality.
يعني شهد أن الجنة حق.
Meaning that he testifies that paradise is a reality.
وَأَنَّهَا مَثْوَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
And that it is the abode of the believers.
والنار حق
and also testifies that the hellfire is a reality
وهي مثوى الكافرين
and that it is the abode of the disbelievers
فمن اعتقد بذلك
whoever believes in all of these things we have mentioned
شهد أن لا إله إلا الله
he testifies that none has the right to be worshipped except for Allah
وأن محمد رسول الله
and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah
وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله
and that Isa is the slave and messenger of Allah
وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه
and his word which he cast onto Maryam and a soul from the souls which he created
والجنة حق والنار والجنة حق والنار حق
and testifies also that the paradise is a reality and the hellfire is as well
من شهد بهذه الأشياء
whoever testifies to all of these things
حقا وصدقا
with truthfulness and trueness
أدخله الله الجنة
Allah will enter this individual into paradise
على ما كان من العمل
based on their deeds that they were upon
حتى ولو قصر
even if the individual was slacking in there
حتى ولو عصى الله بغير الشرك
even
والكفر.
If the individual disobeyed Allah as long as the disobedience was not shirk or kufr
فعاقبته إلى الجنة
this individual's abode and final destination will be paradise
وهذا يدل على عظيم فضل التوحيد
and this shows the great virtue of tawheed
لكن لو أن إنساناً أشرك بالله.
Yet if an individual were to associate partners unto Allah.
وما زنى قط.
And had never committed fornicated before.
فهل تركه للزنا مطلقاً مع شركه يدخله الجنة؟
So if this mere fact of leaving off fornication. All the while associating partners unto Allah. Will this be enough to enter him into paradise?
لا.
The answer is no.
إذا أضاف إلى ذلك لا يسرق.
Even and if they were to couple that chastity with not stealing anything.
لا يكذب.
and not lying,
لا يظلم الناس,
and not oppressing anyone,
يتصدق على الناس,
and giving charity to the people,
ويفعل المعروف,
and doing righteous and good things.
لكنه مشرك بالله.
But at the same time, they are associating partners unto Allah.
هل ينفعه شيء?
Will this benefit the individual in any way?
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم,
سئل عن حاتم الطائي.
He was asked about a man named حاتم الطائي.
وقد كان كريما.
And حاتم الطائي was a very generous man.
حسن الأخلاق.
And he was very good in his character.
صاحب بر وإحسان.
And he was an individual of goodness and kindness.
فسئل هل ينفعه ذلك?
So he was asked, will any of these things benefit him?
وهو مشرك.
All the while he was a polytheist.
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied no.
وقال فيه أو في المطعم بن عدي.
And he said about مطعم بن عدي or about حاتم الطائي.
إنه لم يقل رب اغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين.
He never said, oh my Lord, forgive me on the day of resurrection.
لأنه ما كان يؤمن بالبعث.
Because he did not believe in the resurrection.
ولا بالجنة ولا بالنار.
Nor did he believe in paradise or hellfire.
فأهم شيء التوحيد.
So the most important of things is توحيد.
ويبتعد عن الشرك.
The individual and to refrain and stay far away from shirk.
حتى يبقى له اسم الإسلام.
And in order that an individual keep the name and title of Islam.
وينجو من الخلود في النار.
And and in order that they may be saved from spending eternity in the hellfire.
أسأل الله عز وجل أن يحيينا على التوحيد.
I ask Allah عز وجل that He have us live upon توحيد.
وأن يميتنا على التوحيد.
And that He have us die upon it.
وأن يبعد عنا كل شر ومعصية.
And that he keeps far away from us any evil and any disobedience.
والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. نصلي المغرب بعد الصلاة إذا في أسئلة إن شاء الله.
We will make Maghrib and then after the Salah if there's any questions.
عندك استفسار يا يوسف؟ أحد عنده استفسار؟ أنا نبدأ المحاضرة.
Is there anyone who has a question about the class that we spoke about just now?
We learned today mostly about, of course, Tawheed. Most of us here are aware of it. In your lecture about the Tawheed, you also went about educating us on how the soul is introduced into the body and how the soul is taken out of the body. Can I stop?
What is it?
Today's in the lecture, we are taught or we are learned that how a soul enters into the body and how the soul's taken out of the body. Does the Sheikh is aware what I am talking about? Are you translating, going to translate that to him, or I should wait until all my things are spoken?
يقول يعني اليوم في الدرس تكلمتم عن الروح. علاقة الروح مع البدن.
Now we also told that the soul of Adam alayhi salam and the soul of Isa alayhi salam are differently introduced and they are taken out, and I have a learning to make here. Is the souls and the bodies of these two prophets are directly taken into the heaven with the bodies, Adam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam's bodies and the souls went together?
Did the souls leave the body and go into the heavens?
No.
I didn't understand. Isa alayhi salam?
These two souls, please try to understand me. My question, so that you can put a question. What I said was, what I learned today is souls of Adam alayhi salam and soul of Isa alayhi salam was introduced in a special way into their bodies. Their souls and bodies, were they taken into heaven like what we understand separately, I mean together? Is it correct?
يقول أن روح عيسى وروح آدم عليهم الصلاة والسلام يعني هذان الروحان يختلفان عن بقية الأرواح في الصفة التي ذكرتم، فهل هل هذان الروحان رفعا مع جسديهما إلى السماء؟ هذا السؤال.
آدم عليه السلام مات.
آدم عليه السلام he died.
عيسى عليه السلام ما مات.
And عيسى عليه السلام did not die.
آدم روحه انفكت عن جسده.
آدم عليه السلام his soul departed from its body.
فهو ميت.
So he is dead.
وجميع الأنبياء ماتوا عليهم الصلاة والسلام.
And all of the prophets, peace and blessings be upon them, all of them died.
وانفكت أرواحهم عن أجسادهم.
And their souls were disconnected from their bodies.
وانتهت علاقة الروح مع الجسد العلاقة الدنيوية.
And the connection, the worldly connection between the soul and the body is ceased to be.
فالجسد الدنيوي.
The body in this dunya here, this world.
لابد من الأكل والشرب.
It must be It must have food and drink.
وقضاء الحاجة.
And it must also relieve itself.
أما في القبر.
As for in the grave.
فأجساد الأنبياء لا تأكلها الأرض.
The bodies of the prophets are not devoured by the earth.
فهي في موجودة في القبر.
So the bodies they are found in the graves.
وأرواح الأنبياء عليهم السلام بينها وبين أجسادهم ارتباط في القبر.
And the souls of the prophets عليهم الصلاة والسلام have a connection with the soul, with the bodies.
وحياتهم في القبور أكمل من حياة الشهداء.
And their life in the graves is more complete than that of the martyrs.
لكن حياة ليس فيها أكل ولا شرب.
But it is a life that does not involve any food or drink.
ولا قضاء حاجة.
Or relieving oneself.
ولا يسمعون ما يقول أهل الدنيا.
Nor can they hear what the people of the dunya are saying.
فلا يتنغصون في قبورهم بأخبار العالم.
So they are not discomforted by what is transpiring in the earth.
إلا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Except for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا سلم عليه أحد من العالمين.
If any of the creation greets him with the salam.
في الشرق أو في الغرب.
In the east or in the west.
إلا بلغته الملائكة.
The angels will inform him of this.
فيرد السلام وهو في قبره.
And he will reply to this greeting of a salam while he is in his
وهذا خاص بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is particular to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا مما يدل على أن روحه أشرف روح.
And this is one of the evidences that indicate that his soul is the most virtuous of souls.
أما عيسى عليه السلام فما مات.
As for عيسى عليه السلام, he has not died.
ألقى عليه رب العزة والجلال النوم.
Allah عز وجل caused him to go to sleep.
ثم حمله جبريل إلى السماء الثانية.
And then جبريل عليه السلام carried him up to the second heaven.
وهو نائم هناك.
And he is remains there sleeping.
فإذا أراد الله عز وجل نزوله إلى الأرض.
So if Allah desires that he returns back to the earth and descends.
ليقتل الدجال.
In order to kill the Antichrist.
فإنه يستيقظ من نومه.
He will wake up from his sleep.
وينزل.
And descend.
نعم.
So I understand now. Now, when we die, say when I die or we all die one day, our souls will be waiting until Qiyamah to be rewarded or punished. Until then, there is a waiting period we have. What do you educate us on that aspect?
يقول عندما نحن نموت أرواحنا تكون في انتظار إلى يوم القيامة أم ماذا يكون بها؟ هل هناك يعني وقت انتظار أم ماذا؟
أرواح المؤمنين
the souls of the believers
تختلف عن أرواح الكافرين.
They are different than the souls of the disbelievers.
أرواح المؤمنين على درجات.
The souls of the believers are on different levels.
فأكمل المؤمنين أرواحاً هم الأنبياء.
The most complete of the believers in their souls is the souls of the prophets.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الأنبياء أحياء في قبورهم يصلون.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the prophets are alive in their graves making salah.
وهذه حياة غيبية.
And this is a type of life that is unknown and unseen.
وما وصف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الصلاة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not describe to us how this salah is being made.
احتمال تكون الذكر.
It could mean by salah remembrance of Allah.
واحتمال الصلاة العادية المعروفة.
And it could mean by salah the normal salah that we know.
بقدرة الله.
By the ability of Allah.
بعد ذلك في المرتبة يأتي في الأرواح الشهداء.
And then the second level of souls is the souls of the martyrs.
الشهيد جسده في الأرض.
The martyr, his body is in the earth.
وروحه في الجنة.
And his soul is in paradise.
لكن لا تأكل ولا تشرب.
But the soul does not eat or drink.
موجودة في حواصل طير خضر.
It is found in the in a إيش الحواصل يعني.
الطيور لها حوصلة لهضم الطعام قبل أن يصل المعدة.
Their souls are found in a digestive sack of the
دجاج وحمام
of green birds in paradise.
حواصل, you know حواصل.
It's like a sack where the food is there. نعم.
الحين الدجاج عندما يأكل.
When the chicken eats,
يأتي الطعام من المريء.
The food goes.
لا يذهب للمعدة.
And does not go directly to the stomach.
يذهب إلى مكان آخر. ما اسمه؟
And it goes into another place.
ما اسمه؟
What is حوصلة. It called? It's called a حوصلة.
حواصل يا عبد الرحمن. ناسي. هذه الحواصل أرواح الشهداء تكون في حواصل طير خضر تسرح في الجنة.
He said these places in the bird, the souls of the martyr is in these places in the birds, and it is green birds in paradise which are يعني circling.
لأن الروح ما تمشي وحدها.
Because the soul cannot move alone.
لابد ممسوكة.
It has to be held by something.
فموجودة في حواصل طير الخضر في الجنة.
So it is in these birds, in this place, in these birds, in paradise.
وبعض المؤمنين أرواحهم في قناديل معلقة تحت العرش.
And some of the believers, their souls are found in the lanterns or candles which are hanging from the throne.
ومعظم المؤمنين أرواحهم معهم في قبورهم.
And most of the believers, their souls are with them in their graves.
أما أرواح الكفار,
as for the disbelievers' souls,
فقد ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned,
أنها تجتمع في بئر يقال له برهوت,
that these souls are gathered in a well which is called برهوت.
إن حضر موت.
It is in
حضرموت. في حضرموت.
It is. It is in. They are. These souls are in a well in the city of حضرموت.
In Yemen. في اليمن.
In Yemen.
You said also that when soul, a good soul is separated from the body, the particles, the atoms of the body, when it is dispersed into, whether it is an insect or into another animal or whatever it is, the happiness and the sadness of the soul is perceived in those atoms which are taken over in the other bodies. Does that makhluq will, or whatever the creature which has taken those atoms, would also suffer the happiness and the sorrowness of the soul? That's what Sheikh was telling some time back. Did I understand correctly?
ذكرتم أن أن جسد الإنسان حتى ولو تفرق في بطون السبع وفي بطن السبع وفي بطون الحشرات والدود وهكذا. وأن الروح لا تزال لها علاقة وهي علاقة سعادة أو علاقة عذاب بهذه القطع من الجسد، فهل هذه الحشرات التي تحوي في بطونها هذه يعني هذا القطعة من الجسد، هل تشعر بهذه السعادة وهذا العذاب أيضا؟
ولا تدري عنه.
The animals do not even know about that.
إلا تسمع إذا صرخ الميت تسمع.
But when the deceased screams, it will hear it.
كل من يلي الإنسان الذي عذب ويصرخ يسمعه كل شيء من الحيوانات إلا الجن والإنس.
The human being, when the human being dies, and when the human being is, if the human being is tortured and screams and yells, screams out, everything will hear the screams except for the jinn kind and the human kind.
ليس إذا وجدت شيء من جسده في بطنه، لا، حتى ولو كان قريبا منه.
And that is not necessarily if this body is in this animal's stomach, even if this body is near to the animal and not necessarily inside of it.
من العجائب الحين الحيوانات إذا مرت بقبور المشركين تسمع صراخهم.
So the animals, if the animals pass by the graves of the kuffar, they will hear the screams.
لكن لا يسمعه الإنس والجن.
But the human being and the jinn kind cannot hear it.
من العجائب شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله ذكر. بالإمساك.
And all of the constipation would go away.
الشيعة يقولون هذا من الكرامات.
The Shia, they say that this is from the their karamat, their miracles.
شيخ الإسلام قال لا.
شيخ الإسلام said no, this is not from their miracles.
لأن الموتى يعذبون هؤلاء في قبورهم.
Because these deceased, they are being tortured in their graves.
ويسمعها الخيل.
And the horses, they hear this.
فمن شدة الخوف يصيبه إسهال.
And from the severity of the fear and the horror, the it will get diarrhea.
والله المستعان.
نعم.
أنا أريد أن أسألك سؤال أبو what's your name؟ نور أحمد. القلب عضلة متحركة بشدة.
He said the heart moves. It is a muscle that moves with strength. No.
وهذه الحركة الشديدة تولد حرارة.
And this strength and this movement it causes heat, produces heat.
ما الذي يبرد على القلب هذه الحرارة؟
What cools down this heat from this heart? But he's speaking about the adult heart, the human. No. يقول في تصوير يمكن القلب يبدأ يدق في 10 أسابيع في بطن الأم.
ولا خليني من أم وأنا أقول له هو نفسه، أنا بتكلم عنه الآن.
أنا قلت له هو عاد إلى
قل له الآن نحن الرجال وليس النساء.
نعم.
القلب يولد حرارة، ما الذي يبرد حرارة هذا القلب؟
He just repeated the question that in the adult, in the regular person, is there a cooling system for the heart? قال ما في شيء يبرد.
أنا أقول لك شو يبرد. السيارة مكينة، وش الذي يبرد؟
He said the vehicle. Radiator.
Radiator اسمه إيش؟
هذا المبرد.
اسمه بالإنجليزي؟
Radiator.
Radiator. ماء مروحة. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه.
أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه said.
والرئتان مروحة القلب.
And the two lungs is the fan of the heart.
هذه الرئة هواء يبرد على القلب.
Meaning that this lungs.
ليس فائدة التنفس أكسجين ثاني أكسيد كربون، هذا شيء، شيء آخر تبريد على الجسد.
Meaning another. يعني يقول هناك أنواع شتى لتبريد الدم وتبريد القلب.
نعم. أكبر شيء الرئتان ومسام الجلد. صحيح. نعم. بقي سؤال.
Small ones.
نعم.
When going through كتاب التوحيد for English speakers, is it advised to memorize in Arabic or English, and if one doesn't understand Arabic properly?
يقول للأعجمي إذا ما أراد أن يقرأ في كتاب التوحيد هل هو الأفضل أن يحفظ النصوص المذكورة في الكتاب وإن كان لا ينطق باللغة العربية ولا يفهمها؟
الأول هو الفهم.
The most important thing is understanding.
والحفظ يساعد على تثبيت المعلومات.
And memorization, it helps with preserving the information.
أهم شيء الفهم.
But what's most important is understanding.
فإذا فهم وحفظ فهو أفضل.
So if an individual understands and memorizes, then that is better.
لكن يحفظ ولا يفهم هذا فائدته قليلة.
But to memorize and not understand, this is very little benefit in this.
نعم.
Does the angel of death also take the souls of animals?
ويقول السائل هل ملك الموت كذلك يقبض أرواح الدواب؟
الدواب تقبض أرواحها أيضا تموت.
He said the animals their souls are extracted as well, they die.
وملك الموت اسمه ملك الموت.
And the angel of death is called the angel of death.
ليس اسمه ملك موت بني آدم.
And it is not called the angel of death of the human being.
يقبض أرواح بني آدم.
Meaning only taking the souls of the human being.
ويقبض أرواح الشياطين.
It takes the angel of death takes the souls of the human being and the jinn.
ويقبض أرواح الحيوانات.
And the animals as well.
حتى على ما روي في بعض الروايات التي في سندها ضعف أنه يقبض أرواح الملائكة.
And also in some narrations that have weakness in their chains. That the angel of death also takes the souls of angels as well.
يوم القيامة.
On the day of resurrection.
حتى قيل له إنه يقبض روح نفسه.
It is even said that the angel of death will take his own soul.
لكن في إسناد ضعف.
But there is weakness in these chains of narrations.
نعم.
And the last one is, could the Shaykh please repeat the comment regarding the souls in Hadramaut?
يقول هل يمكنكم أن تعيدوا معلومة أن الأرواح الكافرين في بئر في حضرموت في اليمن؟
يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبث ماء على وجه الأرض ماء يقال له بهموت.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the worst of water in the earth is a water in a well called Bahamut.
وبئر برهوت أو برهوت.
And the well of برهوت or برهوت.
تجمع فيها أرواح الكافرين.
The souls of the kuffar are gathered there in that place.
أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Or as he said صلى الله عليه وسلم.
قال سبحانه وتعالى كلا إن كتاب الفجار لفي سجين.
The Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, nay, indeed the
سجين.
نعم. إيش؟
وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم.
The scrolls of the kuffar, by the meaning of the verses, are written in sijjin. And what is a sijjin? It is a
kitabun marqum,
gathered book.
وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فتطرح روحه في أسفل سافلين.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and his soul, meaning the disbeliever's soul, will be placed in the lowest of the low places. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, write the book of my slave in Sijjin, in the lowest of the earths. So all of the souls of the kuffar, they all gather up and muster in the well of Barhut.
في حضرموت.
In Hadramaut.
في اليمن.
In Yemen.
I want to ask with respect to the soul being placed in the fetus of the child after 4 months, how does this relate to abortion? Is it abortion is legal before 4 months in Islam, and after 4 months it is not legal, or is it not legal any time in this time period?
يقول السائل بما أن الروح توضع في الجنين بعد الأربعة أشهر. هل يعني ذلك وهل يقتضي ذلك تحريم إسقاط الجنين بعد الأربعة؟ وأما قبل ذلك فيجوز أم التحريم شامل؟ بارك الله فيكم.
اختلف العلماء.
The scholars have differed on this topic.
فمنهم من قال إذا احتاجت المرأة أن تسقط الجنين قبل نفخ الروح جاز لها ذلك.
Some mentioned that if a woman has some necessity to have an abortion before the soul is placed into the body, then it is permissible for her to do so.
ومنهم من قال لا يجوز.
And of them, of the scholars who mentioned that it is impermissible even then.
لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان قد نهى عن العزل.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had prohibited العزل, which is to the sperm, to not let it go into the womb, to have it ejaculation outside of the womb.
والعزل هو منع سبب الحمل.
And العزل, it is to prevent the cause of pregnancy.
وسماه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الوأد الخفي, الوأد الخفي.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called this act and labeled it as the hidden wa'd.
مع أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما بعد أجازه.
Even though the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after this he allowed it.
لكن من مقاصد هذه الأمة تكثير النسل.
But one of the things that this ummah is diligent about, and one of the priorities of this ummah is to have a large population.
وإسقاط الجنين تترتب عليه مفاسد لرحم المرأة.
And abortion it causes some problems with the it has ill effects on the woman's womb.
له آثار سلبية.
And it has negative effects.
فإذا كان هناك ضرورة.
So if there is some necessity.
والطبيب نصحها بذلك.
And the doctor has advised her to do so.
فهذا جائز.
Then it is permissible.
أما بدون ذلك لا يجوز.
Otherwise it is impermissible.
أما بعد نفخ الروح لا يجوز.
As for after the soul is placed in the body, then it is no longer permissible to do so.
لأنه يكون من قتل النفس.
Because if you do so at this point, it will be considered killing a, it will be considered murder.
إلا إذا كانت المرأة ستموت إذا لم يسقط.
Unless the woman is going to die if she does not have an abortion.
فيجوز حينئذ.
And in this case, it is permissible.
حفاظا على روح الأم.
Out of preservation of the woman's life, the mother's life.
نعم واضح.
Is that clear?
أعطي للشيخ يسأل معلش. هذا صاحبنا.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is, I wanted to ask this question a couple of days ago about the. I read a fatwa a long time ago about when you die and when you're in the grave, and let's say you're having a funeral and you die and you're dead, and you can hear your family, them, and stuff like that. Is that true or not?
يقول إذا مات الإنسان وكان في جنازته وتشييعه إلى المقبرة مثلا فإنه يستطيع أن يسمع من حوله هل هذا صحيح؟
الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فإذا وضع في قبره.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said about the deceased, when the deceased is placed in their grave,
فإنه يسمع قرع نعالهم.
He will hear the footsteps of the people above them on the ground.
فقط.
This is the only thing they will hear.
لا يسمع كلامهم.
He can't hear their words.
ولا يعرف ما يقولون.
Nor can he hear what it is they are saying.
ولا يعرف من حضر جنازته ممن لم يحضر.
Nor does he is he this person aware of who came to their funeral from who did not.
هو يواجه أمرا عصيبا.
He is getting ready to go on a have a very difficult and serious thing ahead of him.
فتنة القبر.
And it is the fitna and the trial
عظيم.
Of the grave. And it is a great thing.
لذلك نحن نقول في الصلاة في بعد التشهد.
For this reason, we say in salah after the tashahud.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم.
Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the torture of the hellfire.
ومن عذاب القبر.
And from the torture of the grave.
ومن فتنة المحيا والممات.
And from the trials and the fitna of the life and death.
ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال.
And from the trial of the false Messiah.
نعم.